It's lots of you. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'im ha'rei lai mincha min ha'sa'ir miyavi min ha'chidin. If someone says, I vowed to bring a mincha of barley, he must bring a mincha of wheat. Kemach, yavi sa'ilis. If he pledged a mincha of regular flour, he must bring a mincha of fine flour. B'lei shemen u'b'lei levayna, yavi shemen u'levayna. If he pledged a mincha without oil and levayna, he must bring a mincha with oil and levayna. Chatzi sarin, yavi sarin shalom. If he pledged a mincha of a half a sarin, he must bring a mincha of a holy sarin, which is the minimum size of a mincha. If he pledged one and a half isaron, he must bring two isaron. The Gemara cites a related machlekes where someone made two contradictory statements. Hareini nazir min agregis or min advela. Someone declares, I'm a nazir to abstain from dried or pressed figs, and the nazir does not become forbidden from these items. Beshami aimrim nazir, or besila aimrim ein nazir. Beshami hold these a nazir because tafas lashon rishon. We go by his first statement. Therefore, when he said hareini nazir, he became a nazir despite his adding min agregis or min advela. Basil, however, hold that he is not a Nazir because we go by the entire statement as one. And so he's not a Nazir because he retracted from his obligating himself from being a Nazir. Based on the above, the Gemara offers two explanations for our Mishnah. Amar Chizkiya, Bishamahi. Our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Bishamah, and so we follow his first statement. Therefore, as soon as he said Harei Alei Mincha, he became obligated in the standard Mincha of wheat. However, according to Basil, he would not be obligated in the Mincha at all because we go by his entire statement, and he pledged a Mincha that does not exist. Basil also agrees that he's obligated in the standard mincha. If he says, if I would have known that a mincha cannot be made of barley, I would have pledged a standard mincha of wheat. Therefore, he is obligated in the standard mincha, and the mention of barley is not a retraction. However, Chizkiya asks, "My yiri d'tan the mincha min asa'irim, listening min hadashim." Why did the Mishnah necessarily refer to barley and not to lentils? If our Mishnah follows his first expression, he should have to bring his standard mincha regardless of what he said later. Therefore, had the Bechizkiya Chizkiya retracted his position and ruled, "Leishan el d'ama mincha min asa'irim, avol ama mincha min hadashim loy." This is only if he mentioned barley because b'sa'irim toy. He mistakenly thought that he could bring a mincha of barley. But if he mentioned lentils, he's not obligated because badashim lo itoi. He knows that there's no mincha of lentils, and so he certainly meant to retract and is not obligated at all. The Gemara adds, Amas Iwi, Leishon el Dama mincha, Avaloyam a mincha loy. Only if he said, Arelai mincha min asa'irim, yavi min achitim, because tapas lashon rishon. Once he pledged a mincha, he became obligated in the standard mincha, even though he then mentioned a type of mincha that cannot be brought. However, if he said Harela Minchas Sa'irim, he's completely exempt because he only referred to a mincha of barley which cannot be brought. However, the Gemara asks from another case in the Mishnah, Isarin Umechza Yavishnaim. If he pledged one and a half Isarin, he must bring two Isarinim. Now, Kivendam in Mincha, Ichayv Libi Isarin. Kiyomer Chatzi Isarin Loi Klum Kama. Once he first mentioned a Mincha, he became obligated in one Isarin. And the subsequent reference to a half Isarin should not obligate him in another Isarin. The Gemara answer is the Amma Harela Mincha Chatzi Isarin Vi Isarin. He first pledged a half Isarin, and then another Isarin. Therefore, Kivin Amma Mincha Yichayv Lebi Isarin, Ki Amma Chatzi Isarin Vile Klum Kama. Once he pledged a Mincha, he became obligated in one Isarin, and the mention of a half Isarin is meaningless. Therefore, Ki Hada Amma Isarin Maisi Isarin Achrina. When he mentioned another Isarin, he became obligated in a second Isarin. The Mishnah concludes, Reb Shimon Paiter Shleis Nadav Keder Chamasnatu. In all these cases, his pledge is ineffective, and he's not obligated to bring a mincha at all, since he did not pledge a mincha according to the proper halachas. And the Gemara explains that Reb Shimon holds, Af Bigmar Dvarav Adum Matfas. We consider all of his words as one complete statement, and since he mentioned details of a mincha that are not possible, he's exempt. Zak the Mishnah, Misnadav Adam Mincha Shashishim Yisaren, Umevi Bikli Echad. One can donate a mincha of up to 60 isarin and bring it in one kli as one large mincha. However, if he donated 61, he must bring the last isarin in a separate kli as a separate mincha. And the Mishnah first gives the reason as shekinat tzibur maybe. On the first day of Sukkot that falls on the Shabbos, there are a total of 61 communal isarinim offered, 3 each for the 13 parim bulls, 13 times 3 is 39, 1 each for the 14 kvasim, the lambs, 14 times 1 is 14, 2 each for the 2 elim, the rams of the Musaf Chag HaSukkos, 2 times 2 is 4. Additionally, there was 1 each for the Shnei Kvasim, the 2 lambs of Musaf Yom HaShabbos, 1 times 2 is 2. And 1 each for the 2 karbanas, Tamid, 1 times 2 is 2, for a total of 61. Therefore, Dayu L'yachet Shupachas Ma'atzibur Echad, it's appropriate for the offering of an individual to be one less than the tzibur. However, Amar Reb Shimon, Baloi Eilu Leparim Ve'Eilu Kfasim Ve'Einim Vlal Mezemzeh. The above cannot be the reason for the maximum mincha to be of 60 esrainim, because the menachas of the bulls and the lambs are brought separately. Because since they have different amounts of oil, they cannot be mixed with each other, because if one absorbs oil from the other, one will be lacking oil and the other will have too much oil. Rather, the reason for the maximum of 60 is because ad shish mechayin libal, up to 60 esrainim can be mixed well. However, the Rabban replied, Amar loy shish nevlolim v'shish vechad einim lalim. 60 esrainim can be mixed well and 61 cannot? To which Reb Shimon responded, Amalehem, kol mitzvos chacham kein. All measurements of halacha are like that because we have to establish a precise shear. For example, Barbam sahu tevul, Barbam sah chaser kartiv ein yachal litval behen. One can immerse in the mikvah 40 sah, but cannot immerse if the mikvah is missing the slightest amount. A brisa adds additional examples. Kebeya mitamet tumas eichlin, kebeya chaser shumshem ein mitamet tumas eichlin. Food the size of an egg is susceptible to the tumah foods, but if it's slightly smaller, it's not susceptible. Similarly, shleisha shleisha mitamet midras. Shleisha shleisha chasen nima achas einim tamim medras. A cloth measuring 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim can become tummy medras when the tummy sits or leans on it, but if it's one thread smaller, it does not become tummy medras. The Gemara asks, v'chi einav lo l'mayhaba? It should be kosher even if it cannot be mixed, because we learned in the Mishnah, le'bol kosher, a minchas kosher even if it was not mixed. Zera answers, kalaro l'bila ein bila ma'keves boy, v'choshe einaro l'bila bila ma'keves boy. The act of mixing is not essential, but the ability to mix it is essential.